For those of you who are listening to us, welcome to Mindset Media News. Our news today is coming all the way from Russia. What is God doing over Africa to the level that Russia, the President Putin, known as Vladimir Putin, invites 17 presidents and 50 representatives all the way from Africa to come to sit on his round table to discuss with him and to agree with him. Now, why is Russia, the president of Russia, Putin, so interested in Africa that he gathers the whole entire, almost the whole entire Africa, to bring it on his table to discuss with him when he is in the midst of fighting a war? Russia and Ukraine are in the midst of fighting a war. This war started over, the fact is, one of the reasons is land. The area where Ukraine is a portion where the president Vladimir of Putin claims that that's part of Russia. And the president of Russia also claims that this is our portion. So there is a fight and a conflict over land and ownership of land. And all of a sudden, in the year 2023, in the month of July, as we are moving towards August, this season and time is a godly season according to God's calendar. Now, because I'm speaking things coming out of the season and the prophetic utterance of God's will over the earth, let me first talk about the season in July 28th, 27th, and 28th, when Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, called the presidents of Africa together to unite with him, to share with him so that they may stand in alliance with his agreement. This time was the time when the first temple was destroyed. This is the time when leaders, presidents and all leaders of political systems and kings and queens that hated Israel, this is when they always found a way to strategically carry out their intentions over Israel. The first temple was destroyed in Israel around the same time in July, which falls around the month of Tammuz, which is called the season of the breaching of the walls of Jerusalem, and the season of Tishba Av, the destruction of the temple. In that time, King Nebuchadnezzar came against Israel and destroyed, breached the walls of Jerusalem, entered into, destroyed the temple. Around the same time, the exact same time, when Vladimir called a meeting between him and the African president. In the same area and the same time frame and season, we see the temple of Jerusalem again, the second temple again, was destroyed. You remember that temple that Yeshua HaMashiach, I call him Yeshua HaMashiach, but some call him Jesus. I call him by his Hebrew name, Yeshua. He entered into and he started to beat around people who are selling commodities and merchants working in that temple as sellers. He threw them out. He got upset, casted them out. You remember that temple? That temple after his death in the year 70 AD. That's after his death. That's why it's called 70 AD, after death. That temple, the Romans came and destroyed it to the ground. This is the same time when the Jews were expelled and sent into exile in different parts of Europe, attacked in Israel, attacked terrorism, wars, fighting, hatred comes, jealousy and envy comes against Israel, the nation of God on the earth, in the same season. Surprisingly enough, the same season, this is when Vladimir called upon Africa. But surprisingly enough, the African president didn't refuse to go to meet him. They all went. Surprisingly enough, most of the time when white people summon us, when white people summon the audience of Africans, they summon us to manipulate, to corrupt us, to speak unto us so that we may go along with their decisions that benefits the West and destroys the Africans and continues to keep us in a division of tribalism, division of debate and argument against each other, to the realm where they control us and rule over us. In this meeting, all the African presidents, yes, they gathered, but they all spoke one language. Let me just rehearse and recite what some of them did. It's literally the time when the temple was destroyed, but it's the time when the Africans, God used them to represent God on the earth in this time where the one of the most president calls them for fulfillment of his intentions. And listen what they said. The chairman of the African Union Commission, that's Faki Mahamat, told Putin and said, we must only try to do this on the basis of justice and reason. We have come here to bring justice and reason. Let us reason together. Let us cease war. Stop fighting in the West. The president of Congo, Republic of Congo, Denis Sassou Nguesso, said, The initiative deserves the closest attention, calling urgently for peace. He also speaks about peace. Let me quote the last one. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, told Mr. Putin, "We feel that we have the right to call for peace. The ongoing conflict has negatively affected us also in Africa." Now, surprisingly enough, Putin was surprised. He didn't expect the African presidents to be in this powerful agreement. But then the president of Ukraine also passes through, his demand. And he wasn't in the meeting, though, but, you know, wherever he was, they put in this as an input from the president of Ukraine that Russia is fighting against. And he says, "For me, I wouldn't call for flagging a white flag in front of everybody to call for peace, because it doesn't benefit me. The biggest part of the portion of the land that I own or have been possessing, it has been repossessed by Vladimir back to himself. So for me to say that I call for peace right now, I'm losing land." So it looks like right now as we speak, in the time when the temple of God has been destroyed, the temple that intervenes justice, the temple that intervenes understanding and human wisdom of reasoning, when that temple was destroyed, many negative effects came into the earth. But in the temple, when the temple was destroyed, in the same time, the 27th and the 28th of July, which fell exactly on the 9th of Av when the temple was destroyed, the Africans are gathered and they all speak for the rebringing and the reuniting and the reviving and the empowerment of empowering the temple again in our midst. Let us unite. Let us bring peace. Let us give up the war and holding ammunition in our hands to fight against each other. Because war calls for destruction of humanity, but peace calls for unity and working together for the betterment of the entire global world at large. Apostle Ngabo here from the Council of Ngabo God's Courthouse, Celebrate Uganda, the land of harm, Mindset Media. We're keeping the positive voice alive in the midst of the nation. May God bless, may God speak. I'm saying bye-bye and ta-ta.